Well, I grew up in the country, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that could be so many things. What are we talking about? Country.
Oh man, okay. In a very small town, mm-hmm. Mille Lacs. I grew mm-hmm. up in Mille Lacs, but like 15 minutes outside of town in the sticks.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up going coon hunting and
yeah,
fun stuff. So.
So you think of yourself as kind of a country girl.
To the bone, yeah.
To the bone. And I love you've kind of come up with your very own genre. I think it's the first time I've heard of outlaw country, but I've never heard of outlaw folk. Tell us how you came about that.
I did. Well, I feel like I don't fit into country. I don't really fit into folk. I don't really fit into outlaw country, but I feel like I lean more towards outlaw country because I definitely don't filter my music. Try to be as honest as I can. But yeah, so I just mashed them all together, a little bit Americana. But yeah, so I came up with outlaw folk because it's, you know, gritty.
It's descriptive.
And, yeah.
And a lot of your stuff, by the way, look up Betty online. You can see you're just so prolific. You write a lot of stuff. You're not at all shy about posting it. And it's always spontaneous and kind of down to earth. And I love that about you. It's what drew
Thank
me
you.
To you. But also, you're quite frank. Let's talk about that just for a little bit. You've, as you would imagine from your outlaw, you know, your outlaw leanings, but also romantically, all that stuff, you write pretty frank, open lyrics.
Yeah. Art and, well, music has always been an escape for me. And writing, I guess I just get my feelings out through music. And I've always been a writer. But... Now I'm drawing a blank.
No, that's
it's one of those days.
But you know, I guess what I was touching on was it's just personal experience, and you don't seem to have any trouble putting that into words, or actually, we should say, very tuneful music too. You're a great, great guitar player, and
thank you. Yeah, music's medicine, and I guess just you know, it's helped me. Other musicians have helped me, so I guess being honest, I'm not going to lie to people, and sure. I love art, and I respect the entity of art. So I just, yeah, open and honest. That's the best way to be.
That's the best way to be, especially
liar,
if you're an outlaw.
Yeah, right?
And you grew up on that note. You were telling me just before we started chatting on the air that your father plays music, and you grew up listening probably to a lot of his favorites, like John Prine, folks like that. Did that come through your dad or later?
Oh, man,
later
actually, I think John, well, there was always music playing growing up, and both my parents have, I guess... I don't know. I found the blues on my own, but I got a lot of like old rock and roll from my dad.
Okay.
Oh man, we'd always listen to the radio, the oldies, and the oldies back in my day were like the girl bands from the 60s
sure,
and stuff. Yeah. And yeah, there's just so much music. Sweet. I don't know.
And it all just, you kind of absorbed it all.
Yeah. I mean, I was classically trained on piano and then I was in band, played French horn. I just love all kinds of music.
Yeah. Yep. So now the new recording, we'll talk a little bit about it after you play something, because right now I'm chomping at the bit to hear you play. And I think you might be too. You're grabbing that Martin nice.
Yeah.
Why don't you play something from Enigma, and then we'll chat about the making of this terrific record. Tell us what you're going to play,
so
and when you're ready, go into it.
Well, I'm going to play the bar. So, yeah.
Okay.
I saw your face.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to play the bar song. All right. I wrote this about a few friends that and people that I knew that were just kind of losing their life at the bar. So this is my take on it. All right. There you are sitting at the bar. It's 12:30 again on a Sunday. Just trying to fry the brain a little more before Monday. Life is easier getting caught up in the same routine rather than thinking about the outcome of always drinking. Well, I just wanted to stop and think for a few. I don't know if I'm in love with this part of you. Why you gotta go back and forth with your view? All I know is I don't like what's become of you. You're everyone's best friend. You're giving shots of Jameson. You keep the party going on so you don't have to crawl in home, yeah. You're seeing double and your knees grow weaker. Well, you're speaking slower. I just wanted to stop and think for a few. And I don't know if I'm in love with this body, you. Why you gotta go back and forth with your view? All I know is I don't like what's become of you here. Yeah. Da, 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 da. Over and over. Every week you're getting older, yeah. Over and over. Every week you're getting weaker, yeah. Well, I just wanted to stop and think. If I'm in love with this part of you, why you gotta go back and forth with your view? All I know is I don't like what's become of you here.
That was great, Betty.
Did you get the guitar in that?
I did, yes.
Awesome. You're wonderful.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Betty Danger in studio performance live here on Jazz 88. The album is called Enigma. She just released it within the last week here. The Bar, I've been fairly public about this. My pub days are over. I'll put it that way to you. So that was particularly poignant to me.
Oh, right. Right on.
I suppose as a musician, you meet lots of people in bars. I know you gig at pubs quite a lot.
Yes, so I do hang out at a lot of bars.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Didn't work out so well for me, but
well,
it was great.
That's what the song's about, you know. Got to take it careful, everybody.
Sweet. So we mentioned before the break the CD Enigma. This has been a fairly long time in the making for you, and it's your first full-length recording. I know you said you had an EP before. So you did it all yourself. That was really important to you. You wrote all the material.
Mm-hmm. And did all recorded this in my living room.
Okay, really?
Yeah. And I wanted it to be rough and gritty and real and honest and completely me, nobody else in it. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. So 14 originals I love to write, and I just wanted to showcase the honesty of the lyrics.
And no, do you normally play with a band, or is it you're pretty much solo acoustic? Is that
I've dabbled with some people. A few years ago, I was playing with a drummer and a bassist, but it always comes back to, I mean, I feel the most comfortable, and my music is supposed to just be, you know, me and my guitar. So. Mm. It just always comes back to that.
Okay.
Yep.
And there are 14 originals on this. How long did it take you to write these all? You've been working on them for more than a year?
It
feels to me like you crank them out pretty fast, but I'm sure that's not the case, right?
No, that's the case.
Oh, it
I don't
is?
Know.
Okay.
I love to write, and I have so many songs. And that's why I kind of just took the initiative to just do it the most stripped down way so that I can keep pumping them out, because I write so much and it helps me to get it out in completion recorded for people, because then I can just keep going. But a lot of these songs, a lot of them are newer, but then there's a few really old ones. American Leper, I wrote that when I was about 16. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the oldest one on the album. But then, okay. I mean, there's some that are just a few months old, so...
So how old were you when you started writing stuff, like a teenager or even younger?
I remember being around 9.
Is that right?
Writing stuff.
Music and lyrics both, or just like poetry?
I couldn't play guitar yet. I'd write a lot of poetry, and mm-hmm. I loved English. I love poetry, and I love music. So I don't know. I would always like sing out the melodies and stuff in my head, but then I really wanted to learn guitar just so that I didn't have to depend on anybody and I could just write songs. And so I started learning guitar at around 13.
Okay. So you're self-taught? Have you taken lessons at all? Or?
I mean, I had my brother try to help me and stuff, but there was my older brother, Jake. But there was this Guitar for Dummies in the house.
Oh, the books.
And that actually helped me learn the chords and stuff. And I mean, growing up watching my dad always play, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah, sure,
that helps. But Yeah.
Well, you touched on, actually, since you touched on it, we'll give you a little break from singing, and we will play the very track you were just, American Leper. You want to hear? Should we get to the CD here?
Yeah, let's do it.
You cool with that? We got time. So, again, you're just tuning in to Betty Danger. The release is called Enigma. What's the best place to get it? Your website?
Oh, yeah, you can go to BettyDanger.com. No, not the country club, the musician.
right. That closed, too, didn't it?
Yeah.
Sadly, you know?
Yeah. And it's actually my name. Danger is actually my last
name.
That's your real name. Yeah, got to throw that out there. Elizabeth is my first name, so
okay. I
started going by Betty. But, yeah, you can find that on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, or go to my website, BettyDanger.com.
So. Okay. Well, let's get this on. We'll check out American Leper from Enigma and Betty Danger, Jazz 88.
I used to be so sad and lonely. Love was all but mine. Then God gave me an answer. You're the prayer I've wanted this whole time. How could I ever love another when no one compares to you? My heart jumped out of my body the very moment I met you. Your gaze slowly rises. You meet me locked inside. Eye to eye pulse rises. Dreams now become my real life. How could I ever love another when no one compares to you? My heart jumped out of my body the very moment I met you. Skin on my skin, dear, the definition of my happiness. Words not need be said, dear. I heard you when you kissed my lips. How could I? Jumped out of my body the very moment I met you. My heart jumped out of my body the very moment I met you.
Okay, that wasn't American Leper. I queued up the wrong track. It's been known to happen. That was the moment I met you. So we will actually play American Leper. I think I owe you that much, Betty. It's been a while. Cut me a little slack. I haven't done a live interview for a little while. But either way, that was a great song, too.
Thank you.
Let's get you, as long as you're queued up and ready, maybe do another live one here before we send you on your way, and I'll take a moment and ask you about where you're performing and stuff. So when you're ready.
All right. All right, this is Drunk on a Sunday. I let it all just get to me. It flooded out of my memory. Finally, I've been doing hard time, picking up the scattered pieces in my mind. I got drunk on a Sunday. Maybe God could really hear me this time, 'cause I passed out in a bar booth, woken up by the jukebox melody singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Well, I was lost, but now I'm found. I try to open the good book up. Spill whiskey out of my Dixie cup. Yeah, I'm the one that's to blame. God is good, but I'm not. I'm in constant pain. I got drunk on a Sunday. Maybe God could really hear me this time, 'cause I passed out in a bar booth, woken up by the jukebox melody singing Amazing Grace. Well, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Well, I was lost, but now I'm found. Now I'm found. I got drunk on a Sunday. Maybe God could really hear me this time.
Thank you, Bob. And it has been such a pleasure to get to know and hear some wonderful music from a regional artist. Her name is Betty Danger. Congratulations on this incredible journey that you're sharing with us.
Thank you so much.
You do play. Have you done an official release with this, or are you just kind of concentrating on several gigs?
Actually took the day off. Well, yeah, on the release day, I played, sang the national anthem at the Dirty Rotten Biker Fest, and then just hung out. So
I think I heard about that. Somebody told me they saw you there.
Yeah.
What was that like? Was that an interesting crowd of people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know the people that run it. Mm. So, yeah, cool. One of my buddy's dads. So, yeah, it's a fun time. It's nice. A good time.
Kind of a little bit of your tribe down there, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Part of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you've got, you mentioned some of the brew pubs and stuff. Do you want to tell, what's the next one for you?
Well, I play every Thursday at 10K Brewing in Anoka. All my shows are on my site, BettyDanger.com, and you can just scroll down on the main page and find the calendar. I'm already booked throughout the summer. I play a lot of breweries, so anybody cool. that likes beer, definitely come see me. I'll have CDs at my shows, too, all Sweet. That jazz. So.
And people can get downloads and stuff, too, right?
Yes.
And offering it as downloads. And,
yep.
Okay. Well, let's get the right track on from the CD here. I believe I have it queued up, number 7, American Leper. And thanks again, Betty.
Great right on. Thank
great
you
to
so
get
much.
To know you.
It was
Good
a pleasure.
Luck to you. Thank you.
What's this world coming to? Paper masks in every room, magazines screaming back at you. And no one's equal, but they don't dare tell you. Judging opinions, you're wrong if they don't agree. Get back in line, this ain't your property. This land of free was never really free. Just go sit down, keep quiet, and drink your coffee. They don't like it if you use your free will. Power to the people scares them to hell. Cause your opinion could cause an uproar. We are the change, we are the voice, but yet we're still standing still. Well, tell me, why are we still standing still? Oh, well, no one seems to care about the meaning. It just passes you by, passes you by, until you're dead and gone and dead inside. Well, no one seems to care about the meaning of life. It just passes you by, you by. Get on your feet and march to a freedom song. Cause peace and love is way too far gone. Bring it back, stampede, attack, attack. We need to raise our voices to a new song. So raise your voice to a new song. Well, no one seems to care about the meaning of life. Just passes you by, passes you by. Until you're dead and gone and dead inside. Well, no one seems to care about the meaning of life. Just passes you by, you by. What's this world coming to? When the face in the mirror staring back at you becomes the biggest problem in stopping you achieve your dreams, cause you believe what the media tells you. So don't believe what they tell you. About the meaning of life, or does it pass you by, until you're dead and gone and dead inside? Well, do you care about the meaning of life, or does it pass you by and by? So don't let life pass you by.